Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat. I hope you guys had a great week so far. This week's topic, I will be discussing Real Housewives of Atlanta star Portia Williams and her engagement to her quote-unquote former friend's husband. It's messy. And it's messy. Did I say that three times? I did. If you guys are interested in hearing more about this, stay tuned. Okay, guys, I'm not even going to waste your time with small chat. Not saying that I don't care that your guys' weeks is not going well, or it is. Like, it's not like I get a response anyways. But I just want to get down to it because it's a hot mess. This news broke the internet because it was random as hell. And not only was it a huge story on social media, it actually picked up national press in the US. Everyone has something to say because of how messy and how triggering this is and was and currently is going on. Like, it's a hot ass mess. It's a hot ass mess. And it feeds nicely into my last episode. I don't even know why I'm getting loud because I'm hype, y'all. Lord. Okay, let me calm down. Last week's episode, I talked about girl code. I talked about if you were friends with someone and you're no longer friends with this person, you had a falling out or whatever the case is, do you proceed to share that person's secret with somebody that you know that they dealt with? Okay? Just to make yourself look more appealing in that person's eyes. So, I mentioned how funny girls/women can move when it comes to the male gaze, especially if they are quote unquote no longer friends, whether that person knows they're no longer friends or not. Okay? And I honestly don't believe girl code exists. Okay? That's why you have to choose your friends wisely, okay? And giving out the friend title should be regulated within yourself, okay? Sometimes we are quick to say, because you get along with someone, oh my God, that's my friend. Most of the time, that person's not your friend. They don't view you as your friend, even though you might have. And so we need to have a level of discernment in when we're picking and choosing who we want to be around and who we bring into our circles. And this is for the mere reason why, because shit like this can go down. And this is not the first time this has happened. I'm not going to crucify Portia because of this. I actually like her as a person. I'm completely surprised and shocked by this. But this is not the first and the last time that this will ever happen. Now, let me give you the background on why this is so messy. Okay? So, she was engaged to a guy named Dennis. They have a child together. They've been on and off for a while. Supposedly, Dennis knows Simon. Simon is an African, Nigerian, in particular, millionaire, businessman, okay? Residing in Atlanta, Georgia. This is where they're all based, Atlanta, Georgia. Simon has a wife. His wife is Fallon. Her name is Fallon. They've been together for 5 years, I think, married for 2. Because of this kind of dynamic that they have between the men, of course the wives were then introduced. Fallon states that she met Portia through her husband because of the relationship he has with her fiance/baby daddy. Okay? So they have gone out, they have interacted amongst each other, so forth, so forth. Because Portia is a member of the hit reality TV series, Real Housewives of Atlanta, she then was able to get Fallon onto the show as a friend. Okay? Now, as we watch the series, you know, Fallon takes her into her home. You know, they've done dinner dates. They've done all of these things. And Portia doesn't reject the notion that Fallon is her friend. And Fallon feels very comfortable that she's her friend, that she introduced this woman not only to, obviously she knows her husband, but she's been in her space, okay? She's been in her home, she's hosted her, she's done everything, okay? They even have pictures floating around of them, you know, out on a night, you know, very close, very chummy. You would get the perception that they're friends, okay? Well, I think it was a few days ago that, maybe about towards the end of March, Fallon then and her husband publicly released a statement that there is a breakdown in their marriage and they will be filing for divorce. This is end of what? March? Okay, April, Mother's Day. not April, May. Yeah, May, which was what, the ninth of this month? Portia Williams, or maybe the next day, Portia Williams releases a post on her Instagram, which I will read verbatim, about her now relationship with Simon. Fallon's now quote-unquote ex-husband. Portia says, "Our relationship began a month ago. Yes, we are crazy in love. I know it's fast, but we are living life each day to its fullest. I choose happiness every morning and every night, tuning out all negative energy and only focused on positive wishes. He makes me so happy, and to me, that is what matters most. For all of you that need facts, I get the optics, but Simon filed for divorce from a previous marriage in January." You like how she said previous marriage? She doesn't want to bring up Fallon's name, her so-called non-friend. "I had nothing to do with their divorce filing. That's between the two of them. Fallon and I are not friends. And Simon's divorce has been settled. I will get to that point shortly. Our relationship is a positive, loving step forward in everybody's lives. Simon and Dennis are committed to being respectful and supportive of my happiness in this situation, as well as being the best co-parents they can be to baby PJ. Two black men stepping up and being amazing people. Let's praise them! ! It's truly a beautiful moment in my life, and we cannot wait to spend the rest of our lives together. XOXOP, hashtag love wins." So when this post was released, the timeline of this was questionable. Everybody was like, what in the world? The man released a joint statement that they have filed for divorce in March. But they were divorcing in March. And in April, you're saying that you and Portia have gotten together and you have introduced her to her daughter, and now you two are in a relationship. This is weird. It's all weird. It's too funny. So the next day, Simon posted that not only were they together, that they were engaged. Oh my God. Everyone was like, What? This is crazy. So, of course, you know, you have your social media investigators, because none of this was making sense for a lot of people. So they realized and they dug through public information and they found out that Simon filed for divorce in January initially. He then decided that he was no longer going to do that. But obviously something had happened again in the relationship or the marriage that he then filed again in February. Now, currently, Fallon is contesting the divorce. So they, while it's been filed, it has not been settled as Portia claims. They have a court appearance in towards the end of November to discuss the contestant of, or the contestant, I think that's how you say it, of the divorce. So this man is legally married still, okay? And not only that, this man put a ring on it. For me, that's wild. Listen, there's one thing of dating someone who has separated and they're no longer with their partner, and you know, like, listen, we're getting a divorce, and I'm legit and serious about that. Cause you know, some people say, you know, I've left my wife and we're no longer together, and then that's not the case, right? Cause they're going back and forth, they're doing all this stuff. But if that was the case, okay, cool. Dating is one thing. Getting a ring on your finger not too long after, you know, he's filed for divorce of somebody that you know you've been around, he's friends with your ex-fiance. What? And you agreed to marry this man after 1 month? Portia, 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 2 = 4. Either you have had eyes on this man since the moment you were introduced to him through whomever, whether it was Dennis or whether it was Fallon, and you have been biding your time to take her place. Because there is no way in hell that you saw this man and he just said, hey, I really want to date you. I know that I'm friends with your, or I know your ex-fiance, and I know that you're close and you've been filming, you know, a show with my now ex-wife. Let's just get together. Does that not bother your spirit at all? Like, it makes no sense to me because, okay, let's just say Fallon is not your friend. She's not someone that you call up and you kiki with and you go out to brunch with or whatever. You don't consider a friend. It's like a coworker. It's like being around a coworker day in and day out. You celebrate, I don't know. You go to meals, you go out to lunch. Say it's a Christmas party. They bring their partner. You've been around all of them. Yada, yada, yada. Then they break up. Are you telling me that that man is now, you won't feel any discomfort moving to that woman's husband or boyfriend because you've been in close proximity to them, but she's not your friend, so it's okay? Is that what we're saying? Because for me, nah, like that's mad. Like even when I was in college, I made sure not to date, not to like any guy that my friend was moving to. And I think a lot of the times, most of my friendships were okay because we didn't like the same guys. And I made a very strong effort to not. Even if I knew one of my friends had a crush, thought a guy was cute, like in my head, he's off limits. He is automatically off limits because I know the drama that it causes. And I didn't want no parts. No parts. And he could have been the finest thing on campus. And sometimes they were. Sometimes they were really good looking. And I was like, raw, he's good looking, you know. But then I'm like, oh, I'll go to the party and I'll see my friend. And I know she's eyeing him up and I know, or she has talked about him in some capacity. And I just instantly was automatically turned off. Because I'm not going to compete with my friend for male attention, for male penis that will probably pump and dump. Okay? Or will cause some type of division. I respect and I really enjoy having female friends over a guy any day. Any day. Now, sometimes, you know, the feelings haven't been mutual. But I know for me and myself and my character, I wouldn't do that. I would not do that to a friend or someone I know. Because I consider coworkers associates. There are some coworkers that, yes, you are a coworker. I do not have any type of relationship with you outside of good morning and goodbye. Sometimes maybe in passing, hey, how are you? How was your weekend? And that's it. Now, will I still feel comfortable moving to a guy? No, because I don't like knowing that I'm dating someone or going to be with someone that has been with someone that I know of or I am in close proximity to. I don't want to know. I don't. Because then when you're talking about, oh, okay, what happened with your ex? You're then telling me about a coworker or associate that I have to fucking see on a daily basis. I don't want to know. And then God forbid, if me and you fell out or whatever and you and her reconciled and she knows all my business. Oh my God, no. No. It's just too close to comfort for me. And it brings up a good point. What do you consider a friend? Right? And if this person wasn't a friend, and say for instance, I use the coworker example. Is that still okay and enough for somebody to date or be engaged or marry their ex-partner? Is that okay? And the debate that I heard online was twofold. There were people who were adamantly against her behavior. They found it diabolical. They found it despicable. They thought it was disgusting. It was, you know, disturbing. And it was triggering, as I said, being a woman. And some people were doing mental gymnastics to try to justify behavior. And you know what I realized? That when you like somebody, for whatever reason, you make excuses. Or you find ways to downplay something that could be perceived as disgusting behavior. And I just was having a very difficult time listening to women justify that because Fallon wasn't her friend, that, you know, it was okay for her to do and da 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 da. And I just thought, and I just thought to myself, yeah, but how if that was you? How about if you were Fallon and a woman who you were introduced to by your husband's friend and she's been in your house? You've gone out with her, you have photos with her, you've kikied with her, you laugh with her. She's been in your space, eyeing up where she's going to put her picture in, what pieces of furniture she's going to replace in your marital home without you knowing, okay? Coming into your house, showing that big old booty of hers, okay? Knowing that she was going to be sitting in your husband's lap. Are you telling me that you'll be okay with that? Nah, no woman will sit here and say that that's okay. There was a photo and that was floating around, actually a meme that was floating around of a photo of her, Fallon, Portia, and another castmate, Shamia, which is best friends with Portia. And Portia was had her hand placed on Fallon's knee as they all took a photo. And the text said, "Lord, please do not have..." Or something in terms of, "Lord, never let me have a friend who would place their hand on me." Man, I am fucking it up. It's something in the context of, "Lord, please don't let me be placed around my replacement." Something of that nature, right? And I just thought, you never know who is plotting to take your place. And that's why, you know, I've always heard, like, never bring your friends around your man, especially if they're single. Never let single people into your marital home. Because some women will see, or never really talk into depth, especially if your man is good and he treats you well, whether that's physically, financially, emotionally, never go into depths about that, because you never know who's listening and who is jealous and envious and wants that life. And some men are so fucking gullible, or they're none the wiser, or they act dumb because they like female attention, even if that is your females. And there was a lot of men that were saying, never have your friends come over. Like, the temptation is there and they don't even want to be exposed to that. Now, there's some men who can, you know, they're respectable. They, you know, when women are there, they might say hi and they might keep it moving. They're not staying there. They're not in their presence. You know, there's certain things where, or if it's all, you know, couples and everyone knows each other and they're all in relationships and stuff like that, then yeah, but people can be preying and eyeing your relationship or the things that you have with that particular person, and they can be there planning and plotting and you have no fucking clue. No clue. So you have to keep this in mind when you have people that you call friends around you, because people's intentions may not 100% be pure, as we can see. Now, not only is this messy, reports are now saying that Portia is pregnant. Hence the reason why she was dressed the way that she was dressed. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with Portia Williams, she is stacked. This girl's body is hourglass stacked. She's stacked with some breast. She's stacked with some ass. This girl is, her body, for some people, will find very appealing. And most of the times, this body shape is now what a lot of people are getting surgery for. You know, BBLs. So her body is amazing. And she's a very pretty girl, very pretty girl. And she knows that she has assets and she's not afraid to show them off. She loves her skin tight dresses. So anyone who knows Portia, she's always in something skin tight to show off her figure. However, in this particular post and several posts, she's wearing what I would consider like a kimono. It's very loose. And there's a perception that there's a bump under there, hence the reason why she had to announce this, because the timeline is not adding up. Speculations that she's 3 months pregnant. I mean, there's a lot going on here. There's a lot going on here. And my thing is, whether she's pregnant or not, that number one is foul, because then the timeline of you being together for 1 month is lies. I already know it's lies. You don't have to tell me that you you know, you and this man hooked up in April and you guys are so in love. It's a whirlwind that this man put a rock on your finger, knowing that his relationship to your ex-fiance and your relationship to her, his ex-wife, is fine and dandy. I don't get it. It just smells like bullshit. It smells like bullshit. Now, in the post, her ex-fiance slash baby daddy is pictured with all of them, and he seems to be fine with all this, which is quite interesting. And someone said, now this is a bit of gossip, that he was fine with this arrangement because it allows him, supposedly they're in a throuple. And a throuple for me is, or I believe, is an open relationship where one woman is with two guys and, you know, whether she's predominantly with Simon, which is, you know, Fallon's husband, she's predominantly in a relationship with him, but Dennis has access to her and Simon is aware of that. So that is a throuple. That's my definition of a throuple. And to me, it makes sense because I don't know if my ex-fiance slash father my child would be happy that I'm engaged to a man that he has been in conversation with and or in dealings with. Men in their pride and their ego, unless this man does not love me at all and gives no fucks, then yeah. But most men, ego would not allow that to happen at all. So the fact is that he's okay with it. This gossip and suggestion that they're in an open relationship and Dennis gets to still engage with Portia on a physical level makes sense. He's probably like, you know what? I don't have to deal with you financially anymore. I don't have to deal with commitment with you anymore. I can still get sex from you. And that man could provide everything else that I chose not to do. So it's a win-win for him. Maybe it's a win-win for her as well. As I said, the optics, as she stated, is crazy. It is crazy. It's crazy. Poor Fallon. That irregardless if her marriage had broken down, to know that he swiftly moved on to a cast member, somebody that you know and you thought was friend or friendly, is a hard pill to swallow. It is. I'm not even going to lie to you. It's a hard pill to swallow. We're not saying that you guys were best of friends, because I feel like a lot of times some women justify it by being like, well, she wasn't my best friend. So what? I don't have to be your best friend for you to know that that was foul behavior. And I don't understand people that move that way. It's really not that deep. Do you know how many men and women there are in this world? You have to pick the one that I had just finished sitting on? Really? I don't know, y'all. It's wild to me. It's crazy. And, you know, we will see how this continues to unravel. Anyways, guys, this is it for this week, and I will see you later.